Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 20th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, a wave of new rumors has indicated that Apple is ramping up its efforts to launch a new external display at a lower price than the current Pro Display XDR. Now, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that he strongly believes Apple will launch a new external monitor for its latest Macs. In the question and answer section of the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Gurman is asked about the possibility of Apple launching a new external display for the Mac. Gurman explains that a new external display at a more affordable price point than the Pro Display XDR would likely be possible, given that the cost of producing many of the components of the Pro Display XDR has likely gone down over the past 2 years. Such an accessory would also, of course, be popular among users of the new Apple Silicon-powered Macs. And this isn't the first time we've heard about Apple's plans for a lower-priced external display. Just last week, a leaker reported that Apple is in early development of new 24 and 27-inch external displays. Apple is also reportedly working on a successor to the Pro Display XDR, with its own Apple Silicon chip on the inside. And as we've talked about many times, the lack of an affordable alternative to the Pro Display XDR is a glaring hole inside Apple's lineup, and right now the only Apple-approved options include the LG UltraFine 4K and 5K. In other news today, over the weekend, a story went viral on Twitter about Apple's AirTag. In a thread posted on Twitter, a woman recounted how she discovered an AirTag had been stuck underneath the front passenger wheel well on her car. It's not been confirmed if this AirTag was definitely intended to be used for stalking, because recently AirTags have also been reported to being associated with luxury car thefts, where criminals are apparently tagging cars they know they can break into, and using the AirTag to follow that car home. Nevertheless, the woman in the thread on Twitter was understandably shaken and worried that someone could be following her. But this is where the safeguards that Apple puts into place with AirTag come into play. The woman knew to look around for the AirTag because her iPhone had shown her a notification saying that an AirTag had been found moving with her. In contrast, the vast majority of other item trackers on the market make no attempt to reveal themselves in these types of situations. Apple also just released an Android application to allow non-iPhone users to scan for nearby AirTag trackers. So while Apple's AirTags are making headlines for these situations, similar nefarious activities could easily be achieved more effectively using a number of different products, and many of which are more affordable than AirTag. We are sponsored by A-Logic. To celebrate the launch of A-Logic's new Blaze Dock and Hub, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest M1 MacBook Pro to one lucky listener. A-Logic's new Blaze Dock features 3 USB-C and Thunderbolt ports for exceptionally fast data transfer speeds, as well as 3 USB-A ports at 100 gigabits and 1 USB-A port for mobile device charging. There's also gigabit Ethernet and headphone microphone connections and an SD card 4.0 reader. Meanwhile, the Blaze Hub is one of the most compact and powerful Thunderbolt 4 docks on the market. Just like the Blaze dock, it's built with 3 USB-C and Thunderbolt downstream ports for breakneck data transfer. You can hit the link in the show notes below for details on how to enter to win the latest M1 MacBook Pro and details on how to get 10% off the new A-Logic Blaze Hub and Dock with code A-Logic10. Rounding out today, a new supply chain report claims to offer some new information on Apple's plans for the next generation of Apple Silicon-powered Macs. In particular, the report says that the M2 chip will debut in the second half of 2022, and that higher-end M2 Pro and M2 Max variants will debut in the first half of 2023. These chips will apparently be manufactured using TSMC's 4-nanometer fabrication process. Smaller fabrication feature size means better yields and better performance with higher efficiency. In comparison, the current M1 chips are using a 5-nanometer process. But there's an interesting detail to keep in mind from this report. When Apple started the Apple Silicon transition in October of 2020, the company promised that it would complete the transition within 2 years. Right now, we're just over a year into this transition, and the remaining Intel Macs left in the lineup include the higher-end Mac Mini, the 27-inch iMac, and the Mac Pro. So the question is whether Apple will release new Mac Pro and iMac models powered by the M1 series of chips, or if it'll wait until the first half of 2023 to use the higher-end M2 Pro and M2 Max variants of the M2. But Bloomberg recently reported that new high-end iMac and Mac Pro models with Apple Silicon will arrive sometime in 2022. So it seems the most likely outcome here is that we do get new Mac Pro and iMac hardware next year, and then more powerful models in 2023 with the M2 chips. And finally, today's supply chain report indicates that Apple is planning for an 18-month lifetime of Mac chips. So this means the M3 generation would arrive about a year and a half after the M2 debuts. This is a little bit slower than the annual upgrade cycle of the iPhone chip, but it roughly matches what Apple has done in the iPad. So to recap, this report believes that we'll get the first M2 chip in the second half of 2022, followed by the M2 Pro and M2 Max in the first half of 2023, then followed by the M3 roughly 18 months later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.